The next chapter in the long history of UNC men's basketball began at 6 p.m. on the dot Tuesday night. Michael Malone, who was officially named the program's new head coach earlier that day, strode out with a Carolina blue tie and a lapel pin honoring the great Dean Smith. Malone, like any basketball coach, idolizes Smith. But he did so from outside the mythical Carolina family, admiring the Tar Heels from afar as he began his career in hoops. And for the past quarter century, that career saw Malone in the pro ranks, eventually ascending to the top of the basketball world with the 2023 NBA champion Denver Nuggets. No college head coaching experience. No strong ties to Chapel Hill, outside of his daughter Bridget's participation on the UNC volleyball team. And no prior connection at all to Smith or Roy Williams. To put it bluntly, Michael Malone is a vision of the new UNC, one which seeks to move into an ever-changing future of college basketball. In his remarks, Malone acknowledged that transition may be difficult for some fans to accept, but he encouraged those in attendance or watching at home to welcome that change. It is, quite simply, a sign of the times.
I am an outsider coming into a really intimate family. I have to balance the delicate balance of being true to the past and honoring tradition while also having my eyes on the future. The game is always changing. And so if you see us doing things a little bit differently, it's okay. Embrace that. It's okay.
Malone isn't totally devoid of any connections to past Tar Heels, though. He observed several practices last fall and spoke fondly of his new friendship with former head coach Hubert Davis. Malone even said Davis, who was dismissed March 24th, sent him a congratulatory message. He said the lessons learned from Davis are ones he will carry with him for his entire tenure.
You know, what he taught me was, you know, treat this place with respect in regards to all those that came before you. And Hubert lived that every single day.
Malone emphasized his basketball philosophy, one built on defense and rebounding. If a team rebounds properly, it will be able to run the floor at a faster pace, which Malone said he prefers to do. Sounds awfully familiar to a certain Hall of Fame coach, doesn't it? In his remarks, UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham referenced not Davis or Williams, but another former Tar Heel, one who went on to a successful career coaching in both college and the pros. Cunningham said this particular coach holds a unique place in basketball history, one he hopes Malone will aim for.
Larry Brown is the only coach that has won a national championship and won an NBA championship. You have won an NBA championship already, and I've asked our staff to start moving those banners so that we can hang another. I don't want to put any pressure on you.
No pressure, Bubba.
But they're starting to move them tomorrow.
Malone's contract, which was released to the public Tuesday, reveals the head coach will be paid $7.5 million in his first season. That number will rise above $8 million by year three and stay there until the deal expires in 2032. It's a steep price to pay for a coach with no college experience, but athletic director-in-waiting Steve Newmark, who was the principal pursuer of Malone, said in a breakout session that the deal will be worth it.
We think his track record, he warrants that type of compensation, and we also believe this institution and where it sits in the basketball hierarchy should be paying for what we believe is elite.
Malone revealed Newmark even flew out to his house in Colorado on Easter Sunday to try and convince him to take the job. Malone admitted he wasn't sure he wanted to take the job initially, but some cajoling from Newmark eventually changed his mind.
It wasn't an easy decision, but what I kept thinking about was I have a chance to be a part of something special, the history and tradition, to be a part of something much bigger than myself, as I said a few minutes ago. This was the only college job I'd ever consider.
And so, a new era in Chapel Hill has begun, and Michael Malone has a busy schedule ahead.
I'm not only taking this job, I'm attacking this job, and I can't wait to get to campus and start that, you know, with everything we have to do. And so I'm glad that's the last question because we got work to do, Jack.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.